encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about whether prayer makes any difference. James, the listeners and I are probably all thinking the same thing on a show that's called Encouraging Prayer. I mean, we know what you're going to say, so you'll say it does. Where are we going with this?
You think?
Yeah, I'm just...
I absolutely believe it makes a difference. And there are so many places we could go to look at that. But what I really want to do is look at what's going on in our hearts right now. Because honestly, that's where so many people are. They're wondering, you know, when I see others around me succumbing to this thing and I pray about it, pray that it won't happen to me or to someone I love, does that really have an effect?
Yeah, I'm so glad you're going there because you're right. I mean, there are stories all around us of people who are being super cautious, and others who aren't, and churches that aren't meeting, and others that are, and the ones that are say we need to have more faith, and the ones that aren't say we need to listen to the authorities.
Right. I mean, and it's easy to be a little skeptical or to give in to a spirit of fear or to be critical of those who are overly fearful. So one of the best explanations I've heard about this is that God created electricity in the world, and we've learned that it's wise not to touch it. And we need to regard this virus the same way. It's wise to keep our distance. But the real struggle that's going on in our hearts right now, the hearts of many sincere believing people, is kind of a wrestling match between fear and faith. Because when we pray, we know we need to have faith, but all the while, the practical circumstances of this virus are troubling, and we know that we need to take care of ourselves and you know, be careful as well.
So what do you say to the person who is thinking, I'm going to pray today before I get out of the car and walk into the supermarket, but I still could get this? I mean, what would you say? Would you say that's a lack of faith?
No, I really wouldn't. I mean, first I'd say a couple of things. One, I think we're less likely to get it if we do pray, you know, if we're really making that sincere effort. But secondly, I'd say that that's a pretty realistic person. I mean, the thing that's going on here is we have to understand what faith really is. Faith isn't the belief that nothing bad is ever going to happen to us, that things are always going to go our way. I mean, look at how much self-focus there is in that. It makes it all about us, right? And real faith doesn't do that. It doesn't focus on ourselves. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're not left out of it. But real faith is faith in the person of Jesus Christ. It's trusting that God knows what is best for us. I mean, think of the words of Job. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Why? Because our lives are in his hands. Jesus said that a sparrow can't fall to the ground without God knowing it, and we're worth more than many sparrows. So I think the right response of faith is to say, I'm going to be as careful as I can, but Father, my life is in your hands, and I'm going to ask that I don't get this, but I'm not going to be consumed with worry. I'm going to rest in you. I'm going to trust you.
Yeah, that makes me think of when the disciples were in the boat on the Sea of Galilee and Jesus was asleep in the stern. And the storm came up and they walked, and they actually woke him up and said, don't you care if we drown? But Jesus was in the same boat with them. He was right there.
Right. I mean, the fact that he was awake or asleep, you know, really didn't make any difference, you know. I mean, obviously he wasn't worried about it. But the danger was real to the disciples. I mean, Jesus didn't say, storm, what storm? You know, he rebuked it. He said, peace, be still. And I have to wonder if he was talking to more than just the waves in that moment. mean, you know, isn't that a message for our hearts right now? Peace, be still. Or think about Peter walking on the waves. As soon as he takes his eyes off Jesus, you know, on that other occasion, I mean, Peter the rock sinks like a stone. But if we run to him, better put, if we rest in him, you know, if, use Peter's analogy, if we keep our eyes on him, he will give us what we need in the moment, step by step, day by day.
Yeah, that's the real challenge here for all of us, to just rest in him.
Yes, it is, but we can do it. I mean, I don't think we should have that mindset that says, oh, that's so hard, I can't do it. You know, we can do it. And one of the things I've found to be really helpful with that is to just think of the number of times that God has been there for me in the past. I mean, there are so many.
Oh, there really are. I mean, you can really start with day one. I mean, how many of us remember being born? Probably not too many, but God got us through that. And if you think about the times that we were powerless to do something about our circumstances, but God helped us time and time again. I mean, it all starts to add up.
It really does. I mean, as I go back over my life, I see it again and again. I mean, frightening times, dangerous times, times I wasn't even aware of the danger. Each time he brought me through. So in my heart, in my mind, man, I really want to camp out there.
Yeah, that's a good place to be. I think I'll join you. And I'll put up a tent beside you with proper social distancing, of course.
There you go. I mean, and we could all sit around the campfire and tell stories about that. I mean, you know, about the number of times God has come through even when we least expected it. I think the scripture verse that says, when we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself, you know? I mean, it doesn't mean that we don't go through heartache, but just like you said about the boat, Jesus is right there, even if we think that he isn't or that he doesn't care. He chose to be in the same boat with us, share the same humanity. He understands us, and he's got us, even in this, especially in this. And knowing that and trusting him can make a real difference when we pray, because even though these circumstances are bigger than we are, he is greater than all of it.
James, I think as we wrap up today, it would be a good thing to pray with our listeners about this, that they would have faith and that we can trust God and rest in him. I'd like to start that. And if you would, join in.
I'll do it.
Jesus, I am so grateful that I have you in this. And like Peter, I just pray that you'd continue to help me to lift my eyes up above the storm, get them on you, and see really what you would have me do in this, how you would help me to lift my shield of faith, that it would lock shields with others, that would encourage people that are scared right now. I pray that you would help us to stay there in prayer with you as we look up, that we would be close and in the vine, that we could bear much fruit, because it seems this to be an opportunity to do that with so much that's going on. And I ask this in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, help us to walk with you, to keep our eyes on you step by step. We can't do this unless you help us. But, oh, Lord, you are so good. And we think of those times. Help us to remember so many times you've got us through. And even more, that this isn't all there is, that we have so much more to look forward to in you. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you are our Savior. You are our strength. You are our peace. And we rest in you today. We worship you. Help us to stay right there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.